Pippa Moore.
Pippa Moore.
And Jimmy Love.
For McDonald's, Dubbo and Wellington.
Pippa and Jimmy.
Dubbo in the Central West.
Number one.
Number one. Hit 93.5.
Oh, I feel so happy to be sitting next to you.
Who let you into the building? Who is this handsome devil that I'm staring at from across the desk?
Good morning, everybody. It's Pippa and Jimmy. Pippa, I've missed you so much. I've been over in the UK and Europe for the last
Welcome
2 weeks.
Welcome back, mate. It's great to have you back. I've missed you.
Oh, and what a great show to be back on. We are talking with Dean McCarthy. He's on his way at the moment to the MTV Music Awards.
We are going to unpack that chat, something shocking. We are also chatting to Eliminated Survivor contestant Kent and my favourite couple from the block, Sticks and Wombat. They're
now,
back.
I wanted to ask you a quick question. How long do you think I can get away with saying I'm jet lagged?
I think you can get away with, I'm going to be generous and say 2 days.
Come on. Because I'm going to put it this way. When I got home yesterday, you dropped me home about 7:38 o'clock last night. It was actually 48 hours since I left my apartment block in London.
Door-to-door travel.
Door-to-door travel.
48 hours.
48.
I'm looking at you. You are seriously chinged up over there. Like, you're crashing around your coffee cup. Like, you're jacked up. You're excited to be back with me. I get it.
I got to London Heathrow like 3 hours early. Then I had the 9-hour flight. Then I had a 9-hour stopover in Abu Dhabi. I've got a good joke about Abu Dhabi.
Oh, do you?
Oh, do you want to hear it?
Okay.
Oh, I love a good joke. Why don't the Flintstones go to Dubai Airport?
I don't know why.
Because they can, they, oh no, I've got it wrong. Oh, I've got the punchline wrong. It's something like,
it's 6 a.m. and you failed your joke already. First joke of the day.
It's something like they go to Abu Dhabi because they Abu Dhabi do. Something,
okay.
You know
right.
Abu Dhabi do. That's something they say.
That's cute.
Oh, you know when you wreck a punchline like that.
Do you know what's up there? Do you know what's something that's going to be probably better than your joke today?
What?
I have come up with a brand new version of Australia's most difficult radio competition.
Oh, is it good?
It's very good.
Do you think with my jet lag I'll be able to do it?
I hope so. We'll soon find out. We're going to play that coming up next.
Oh, fantastic. Can't wait. Plus also Smash for Cash worth $2,700 right now. Maggie Lindemann, Pretty Girl on Hit 93.5. Morning. Hit 93.5. Good morning, everybody. It's Pippa and Jimmy. Dubbo on the Central West, number one.
We do it all thanks to McCafe, Australia's most popular barista-made coffee.
Oh, I love a McCafe. Currently 0 degrees. And Pippa...
It's not zero, Matt. It's -3.
Oh, is it minus?
Yeah. It's freezing outside.
Oh, because we've got different... I've got the temperature which is on top of the studios here in Dubbo. You've got the official BOM temperature.
I do, yes. Yeah. It is in the minuses. It is absolutely freezing outside.
And then the unofficial temperature, yeah, it's just freezing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're probably official inside your bod temperature. It's probably about 40 degrees right now because you're jumping around like a jackrabbit. It's really cute.
Hey, when I left, we were doing a little thing we call Australia's hardest radio competition.
Most difficult radio competition, yes. And I'm very excited to announce that while you've been away, I have crafted a new version of the game.
Oh, no, we've made Australia's most difficult radio competition even more difficult.
I know. They said it couldn't be done.
It couldn't become harder. Okay, 13, 12, 16, if you want to play, Pippa, what is the new Australia's most difficult radio competition?
We are doing Pippa and Jimmy's Guess Who.
Oh, like
remember the great board game we used to play?
Do you have orange hair?
Yeah.
No. Do you have green hair? Oh, I know who it is. If they've got
green
hair.
Do you have glasses? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
You never choose a person with green hair because then it's obvious. You know what I mean?
Got to choose someone with a few more subtle features.
Yeah.
So what we've done is I am going to give everyone an audio clue about a person. And you need to guess who that person might be.
Okay.
They could be a bit of a famous person.
Yep.
Or they could just be, you know, an average Joe Blow. I don't know.
Oh, could it be like Sticks and Wombat off the block who we're interviewing later on?
Could be. Could be anyone.
Ah.
Could be your mum.
Could it be Kent off Survivor who we're talking to after 7?
Who knows? Go and see if anybody knows who this person could be.
Now, you said to me before during the song
that
we're looking for the actor. Is that right?
Yes. This particular person may be an actor today.
Yep, okay. So we're not looking for the character name?
No.
For an actor.
Who is this actor?
I'm the king of the world. Is it like some sort of cowboy with all the
Don't
yeehaws?
Don't know, mate. Could be anyone.
Could be.
But it's an actor.
Okay.
So 13, 12, 16, we're playing Pippa and Jimmy's Guess Who. If you think you know who that actor is, call us right now and we're going to throw you an Anytime Fitness prize pack.
Okay, fantastic. If you know who that was saying, I'm the king of the world and then saying, yee-haw, some sort of cowboy, I reckon, Pippa.
Don't know.
Give us a call right now, 13, 12, 16 for your Anytime Fitness gift pack right here on Hit 93.5. Hit 93.5 morning, everybody. It's Pippa and Jimmy, 6:14. After 6:30, Dubbo decides, and today's Dubbo decides Pippa's caused a stir on Facebook.
Holy mackerel.
Oh.
People have gotten very emotional about this.
Something tells me that they might have misread what we typed.
I'm wondering if maybe we just need to reset for everyone the purpose of Dubbo Decides and why we're actually asking these questions to people of Dubbo and the Central West.
Fantastic. We'll do that after 6:30. Right now, though, it's Pippa and Jimmy's Australia's toughest radio competition. Guess who we're playing today?
Mm-hmm. It's a new competition.
Yeah, you've given me an audio clue. I'm going to just play that audio clue for you now, Pippa. And I've got to guess who it is. Now, I think it's some sort of cowboy because there's lots of yee-haw-ing in there.
I'm the king of the world!
Yeah.
Now, could be anyone.
With Guess Who, you get asked questions.
You do.
Who do we have on the line?
We've got Kay on the line. Good morning, Kay.
Good morning.
Happy Monday.
Yes, you too.
Thank you so much. Now, Kay, we call this Australia's most difficult radio competition, obviously for a reason, because we don't like to make it easy.
No.
Kay, Jimmy's thinking it's some kind of cowboy from maybe a Western film.
Do you need to ask any questions, like does he have black hair or something like that, just to help move it along?
Just in the usual traditional game of Guess Who?
No, I think it's Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh,
is it?
No, it couldn't be Leonardo DiCaprio. Surely he's not a cowboy in a movie, is he?
Is it Leonardo DiCaprio? She's done it straight off the bat Monday morning. Okay, congratulations. You have won Australia's most difficult radio competition. How do you feel?
Great.
I bet you do.
Oh, for a Monday morning.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know why I didn't know that one, Kay? It must have been the jet lag.
Okay, all thanks to Anytime Fitness's $0 joining fee. You have won an Anytime Fitness merchandise pack. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
No worries, Kay. Kids and old people coming back to you.
Dubbo Decides.
Morning, everybody.
While
it is 6:42. Yeah.
You might have missed this in the news. Pauline Hanson lobbed in to Parliament in a burqa.
Oh, no, I actually saw this because it went viral around the world.
Did it really?
Actually, I was watching BBC News and she came on and whipped off the burqa.
Yeah, whipped it off.
I've got to say, like, whatever you think about Pauline Hanson, watching it just without any context, sitting at a pub and it comes on the screen, I'm like, hey, that's Pauline Hanson.
What on earth is she doing?
What was she... And then it took me a moment to realise what she had done. All I saw was because I didn't know it was her when she was dressed in the burqa.
Yep.
And then when she whipped off the thing, I was like, what? So I started showing everybody. I was like, you won't believe what this Australian politician has done.
It is off the chain. Mm. So she lobbed into Parliament wearing a burqa. She has now said that we need to include in the plebiscite should the burqa be banned from being worn in Australia.
Oh, yeah. May as well. We're already judging one set of people. How about we open up the rest of Australia to vote on another set of people?
Let's judge
another set of people. How about we just judge everybody?
Here's what Malcolm Turnbull said. He said that it's not something that the Commonwealth Parliament has the power to do. People in Australia are entitled to wear whatever they like. While I may not be an admirer of the burqa because he worries that it might be a means of oppressing women, that's his reservation on it. However, saying that, in this country, we don't tell people what to wear.
No.
So what we've done in Dubbo Decides is we've put it out to people of Dubbo and the Central West.
Yeah.
Because this is the whole point of this snap poll that we do every day. We take the hot issues and we ask the people of our local community, hey, guys, what do you think about this? People are talking about this. Have you got an opinion?
Yeah.
If you do, We'd love to hear it.
So the question we're asking today, 13, 12, 16 on the Hit 93.5 Facebook page, should banning the burqa be included in the plebiscite?
Correct.
Should it be included? Not should we ban the burqa, but
no.
Should we have a vote on it?
And perhaps maybe some people this morning have gotten a little bit confused about what we may or may not be asking.
We'll hit up the Facebook page.
Clarify it for everyone so they can relax.
I'm going to make it bend and break.
Hit 93.5. Morning, it's Pippa and Jimmy. We do it all thanks to Mick Cafe, Australia's most popular barista-made coffee with hits and old school all day. Mike is on from 9 this morning. Actually, no, he's not.
He's on holidays.
Oh, he's on holidays.
You are so jet-lagged.
You
don't know what day of the week it is.
You know what, Pippa? It is the jet lag. And that I'm going to keep using that one for as long as I possibly
you do
can.
You.
I do me, exactly.
Dubbo decides.
In fact, at the moment, I'm writing down like a list of things that should be included in the plebiscite. Side.
Oh, great.
Oh, yeah. Should you be allowed to wear builder's short shorts to the pub on Friday afternoon?
Excellent.
No, Bogan.
Should you be allowed to wear those little cuffs that cover your socks from getting bindies and burrs in them?
Oh, no.
If you're a tradie.
Way.
No, that offends me.
We did ask about Crocs the other week.
Oh, we did.
No, Dubbo said no.
No.
Oh, I saw an advertisement for the Book of Mormon, which is going to be in the Princess Theatre in Melbourne. Should we ban the Book of Mormon?
Yeah, ban it. It's controversial.
Oh, it's controversial.
Makes me feel uncomfortable.
Oh, it makes it. Yeah, if you're Mormon, you might feel uncomfortable, so we should ban it.
That's right.
Oh, yep.
This is what we're asking on Dubbo Decides. This is our snap poll that we do for Dubbo and the Central West every morning because we're fascinated to know what the opinions of the community are on news and current affairs hot hitting issues.
So what's today's question?
Today's question is banning the burqa off the back of Pauline Hanser's comments late last week saying we should ban the burqa.
Yep.
We're asking, should it be included in the plebiscite, which
okay.
we've currently got underway, which is what Pauline Hanson has proposed.
So just to make it clear, we're not asking, should we ban the burqa?
No. And just to make it clear, in case you thought that Jimmy and I came up with the idea of banning the burqa and including that in the plebiscite, not the case.
Because it seems like on the Hit 93.5 Facebook page, people think we're the first person to say this.
Oh,
they think it's our opinion.
It's like maybe, yeah, they haven't realised that this has actually been happening in the news across the weekend.
What are people saying?
Some people are very mad about this. They're saying, no, I say, and if you want it, then you can pay for it with your high pays.
Who are they talking about with high pays?
I'm not sure.
I'm sitting here with instant coffee. Come on.
If you think we're getting paid high, my friend, you are sadly mistaken. This was my favourite, though. This was one comment on there. And the night's most ignorant post goes to Hit FM. Congratulations. Followed by the poo emoji and a thumbs down.
Where's my gold stars? We've got to win an award for that.
Girlfriend, what you're not understanding is that we're not asking, should you ban the burqa?
No.
This was Pauline's idea.
Yes.
And what we're asking is, what do you think about this?
Yes, exactly.
This isn't our idea.
What does Dubbo and the Central West think about this? And they've spoken very clearly, may I say.
And you know what? If you want to get mad at somebody who you may think is ignorant or you may have a strong view on this, have a look at your neighbours, your friends, your family, the community of Dubbo and the Central West, because on our Facebook page, as the results currently stand, 85% of people say yes, it should be included in the plebiscite to ask, should we ban the burqa? So you want to get mad at someone? Stop looking at me, mate.
85% of people in the Dubbo and the Central West agree that banning the burqa should be part of the plebiscite. Have your say right now. Hit 93.5's Facebook page. I've got another question.
Oh, what is it?
Oh, should we ban Tony Abbott from wearing the Speedos?
Absolutely. Put that in there.
Hamish and Andy.
Mars Group Family Properties. House and land packages available now. Visit our display home.
And now, Pippa and Jimmy's wake-up call.
Oh, Pippa, I left it for you for 2 weeks and you didn't give any money away with the wake-up call.
People aren't picking up their phones.
Oh, do you believe it? How devastated would you be if you saw a missed call on your phone and realised that you could have won $800 just by picking it up?
Or if you pick up the phone and you're like, hello?
Hello? Yeah, exactly.
No.
It's all thanks to Mars Group Family Properties. Register at hit.com.au and answer the phone within 4 rings with Get Up with Pippa and Jimmy on Hit. And today's jackpot is $800. Come on, let's give it away for my first day back, Pippa.
Numbers locked and loaded.
Oh, it's going. Come on, for $800. You get 4 rings.
That's 1. 2.
Get Up with Pippa and Jimmy on Hit.
Yes!
Ryan! Congratulations. How do you feel, mate?
Yeah, right.
Oh, my gosh. Brian, have you been listening for the last 2 weeks while Jimmy's been away, just cringing every time someone hasn't picked up their phone?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. How long ago did you register? I think he's in shock. I think Brian's in shock.
Hey, Brian, who's that I heard in the background?
Sorry?
Who was that I heard in the background? Was that your girlfriend or wife?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Kerry.
Kerry. Why don't you pop Kerry on for a moment?
Okay.
Good morning.
Kerry.
Brian has just won $800. How do you guys feel? Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. What are you guys going to do with $800 cash?
Our daughter has a really high orthodontic bill.
Oh, bless.
So we're probably going to put it towards that.
Oh, my goodness.
You are Parents of the Year, Brian and Kerry. Congratulations. All thanks to Mars Group Family Property. House and Land Packages available now. You have won Pippa and Jimmy's wake-up call and are walking away with $800.
Hold the line there for us. Oh, my goodness. What a way to come back.
What a way to start your Monday.
I think that's jet lag. It's gone. Hit. Got a girl from the south side. Got brazen. Hit 93.5, Body Like a Back Road. Sam Hunt on Pippa and Jimmy, your all-new way to get up across Dubbo on the Central West.
Look at me. I'm a hot mess over here. My microphone's tangled.
Pippa, you've been chatting with Kerry and Brian, who just won Pippa and Jimmy's wake-up call, and now you've got your microphone tangled in with your headphones. What are you doing? Complete mess.
I'm a hot mess because we've just given away $800
wow.
in Pippa and Jimmy's wake-up call.
Yeah. You know what I get the sense happened in the wake-up call a few moments ago? I think Kerry might have picked up the phone and just about to say something because you could hear sort of the body. Someone was there and then realised, I can't say anything. I've got to give it to my husband.
No, because it's Brian because we were calling Brian. He was the one that had registered. So Kerry couldn't say anything because otherwise it wouldn't count.
Oh, how good was that? We do that all thanks to Mars Group Family Properties. Visit their display homes now. Your next chance to win with Pippa and Jimmy's wake-up call is tomorrow morning. So if you want to be like Kerry and Brian and win that cold hard cash, register right now at hit.com.au. Pippa and Jimmy. Joining us from Scoopla HQ, it's Mr. Dean McCarthy himself. Come on in, mate.
Oh, g'day, guys. Good morning. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you so much. I've got a bit of jet lag, Dean.
It's going a bit loco in the studio.
Oh, you know the cure for that, though, champagne and shopping. That's what they say.
Oh,
Pippa, can you get me some champagne?
Don't mind if I do.
Yeah. Love it.
Dean, are you on location at the MTV VMAs as we speak?
I am literally in the car on the way to the MTV Video Music Awards as we speak. Now, here's the cool thing about this. The VMAs, every year, there is drama. This is the show where Kanye West ripped the microphone out of Taylor's hand. This is where Madonna and Britney made out. And today, here's my hit prediction. Katy Perry, the host. She's also performing, actually. Now, today, we are going to see for the first time ever in the world the music video for Taylor Swift's new song, Look What You Made Me Do. It's the most talked about song of the year. I know.
Oh, my God.
It's dramatic. It's drama. How exciting.
I'm actually not coping with what Taylor has done. I'm afraid. I'm concerned.
I want to add as well, I think the worst song of all time.
I'm not happy. What is going on?
Oh, look, you know, it's a really different sound for her. You know, I love Taylor Swift. She could honestly sing like Lullaby Baby or whatever that song is, and I'd be like literally screaming. Okay. She can do no wrong in my eyes. This song, it's a different sound. Let's hope the entire album doesn't have the same kind of dark vibe. Let's hope it's a bit more 1989, a bit more pop, a bit more upbeat, because that's what her fans love. So I'm hearing ya. It's not her usual sound, but maybe it's the first song, just kind of like a get back at Katy, get back at Kanye kind of vibe, and then she'll click back into Taylor that we love. Let's hope.
Do you actually think it's aimed at Katy and Kanye? Because I thought we went all through all of this when she released Bad Blood.
Look, I thought we'd been through it as well. It's definitely aimed at them. My sources close to Taylor have told me this is the Get Back song. Because, you know, Swish, Swish, Bish is always the hardest three words in the world. Like to say, that song hits back at Taylor, and that song uses the word casket. And in the music video you're going to see today, just between the three of us and all of Australia, she is in a casket. That's a little tip. You're going to see it. So this is her hit back at Katie. You know, one more final round.
And now your friend is in the music video. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. Todrick Hall. You know, he's a big YouTube star. He had his own show on MTV. He's kind of famous over here in America. I don't really know if anyone's heard of him back home. But say, he's in the music video, and he's in the main shot where it blew up all over the weekend. Taylor's in the front. All these dudes are lined up behind her. And the dudes are all copping flack because they believe this particular shot is a takeoff of a moment from the Formation music video by Beyonce. So,
gosh.
They're getting slammed.
Wow.
Dean McCarthy, enjoy the MTV Music Awards
it's
today,
almost
mate.
Too much to handle.
Oh, my goodness. It sounds huge, mate. You have a great time. And as Taylor Swift would say, swish, swish.
That's Katy Perry, yes.
Idiot. Jet lag.
Bye.
Bye.
Katy Perry's Raw. Morning, everyone. It's Pippa and Jimmy on Hit 93.5, 16 minutes from 8, and currently 1 degree.
And try the new Macca's Chicken Sides Box, made for easy dinners, made for family, available after 10:30 a.m. for a limited time only.
Oh, now, Pippa, as a huge fan of Australian Survivor.
You are tragic.
I am. We've got Kent on the line at the moment. Kent got eliminated from Australian Survivor last night.
Yep.
Mate, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling a bit down. My tribe hates me. I've voted off.
Oh, no. Have you still got some Facebook friends in the outside world?
I have no Facebook friends. Not one.
It's very sad to hear.
I'm not on Facebook. I don't tweet, twerk, or twat, or any of that stuff.
You're off the grid.
Hey, Ken, I've got to ask you, a massive Survivor fan here. Henry, he seemed to leave you high and dry a few episodes ago. How'd you feel about him leaving the tribe and switching over?
Oh, look, I wasn't happy. I was in a great spot. You know, me, Jackie, and Henry, tight. We weren't going to vote for each other, and I actually believed that. He left us. Worse still, I found out he's throwing challenges, which is un-Australian.
Should there be a plebiscite about that, Ken? Should there be a plebiscite about that, whether or not it's un-Australian?
Oh, it is. We don't need it. We know. You do not throw anything.
It is
un-Australian. We don't need a plebiscite. We just know it's wrong.
So rude.
Did you ever watch the American version, Kent?
Yes, always.
Yeah, and Rupert, about 10, 15 seasons ago, he threw a challenge and got himself voted off after throwing the challenge. So it's a big no-no.
Yeah, never throw a challenge. And I told Henry that, and I'll sort him out when I see him.
Fantastic. Now, Kent, I actually thought for a moment you were part of maybe like a bikey gang or something, a Harley gang, because you're going around whispering to everybody in the tribe, a sung of blood is strong, a sung of blood is strong. And then you're trying to convince everybody, tell everyone that your sung of blood is strong, but it didn't work.
What are you going on about, mate?
Well, look, it was once Henry went, I knew I was in trouble. So, I had to push the sung of blood and hopefully we get rid of those terrible, smelly summertail people. But that didn't work out that way. And me and Jackie thought we were in trouble once we saw Henry just disappear over the horizon, so we had to go for a new angle.
Mm.
Kent, who is your pick to win the competition?
Look, as strange as it seems, I'd like to see that buffhead Luke win.
Why is that?
He's a very hard worker, very funny, and, I think Australia needs a buffhead winner.
Not AK?
No, not AK. I'd go either Henry or... I still like Henry, even though he threw it.
Even though he's un-Australian.
Yeah. Sarah's quite good. She's very strategic. She's on everybody's side. So, yeah, she might scrape through.
Fantastic.
What are you enjoying the most about being back in the real world?
Oh, able to have food.
I bet. What have you treated yourself on? What have you just gone and had a big gorge on?
Oh, look, crepes go down all right with me. You know, salted caramel crepes, I can knock a few of those off.
Talk dirty to me, Kent. Love it. Oh my God.
Pippa.
Love a salted caramel crepe.
You're a younger lady. Kent's a mature Survivor player.
Look, I've snuggled up to hot models. I'm feeling young.
Fantastic. Kent, you're a legend, mate. Thanks so much for keeping us entertained on Australian Survivor. And, mate, best of luck back in the real world.
No worries. Thanks a lot, fellas.
93.5.
Smash for Cash is worth $2,700, and that is under 4 minutes away on Hit 93.5.
I was in Sydney over the weekend.
Yeah.
Just having a bit of a gallivant around the place, which I thoroughly enjoyed. When I'm down in Sydney, I love to catch public transport, just being a city slicker.
Oh, yeah.
And I was noticing the thing about public transport is, especially with trains and especially in Sydney, they're always on time. Impeccable timing, which is great. It's very convenient. You can plan your day and your journey very well. It got me thinking, train drivers can't be late.
It would be the worst job.
Imagine if you were a train driver and you slept in. Imagine if you stayed up the night before and had a Game of Thrones marathon. It's a job where you actually can't do that, because if you rock up and you're late to your job, the whole city is going to be thrown into disarray. Nobody's going to care if you slept in. Nobody's going to care if you're up all night. Nobody's going to care if you had a bad morning and, oh, I just got out of bed late, or I had things to do and I had a bad morning and just ran late for any reason whatsoever.
You know, I've always known since I was a kid that I couldn't do any public transport job as an official job, as a proper job, because you know me, Pippa, my bladder just, when I've got to go, I've got to go.
You go 20 times a day in the studio. It's different. Literally. Because if you're in an office job, you go, oh, I'm coming in late today. Won't be until after 9. Just going to have a lazy one. Yep. You can't do that. Especially not on any day.
You can't be
not
late.
Not even a Monday.
Same with me. You can just pop to the toilet whenever you want. Now, imagine driving a tram in Melbourne.
Tram, plane, pilots.
Oh, neither do we. Well, we need to land the plane.
Yeah, exactly. Where's the pilot? Oh, he slept in. Oh, he's running late. Oh, he didn't have any dry socks because he forgot to hang the washing out last night because his cat ran away and he had to run down the street and find it. Nobody cares. You can't be late to those kinds of jobs.
Makes me think, do they have, like, backup pilots?
This is what I was wondering while I was waiting for my train, is do you have like a waiting room kind of at train HQ where you've got these drivers that have to be on standby, whereas if, you know, John, he's running late, all right, Stan, you're on, you're driving the train. Well, what if Stan's late? Oh. What if the standby train driver's late?
What if Stan is running late? So he gets to work late, his train's 20 minutes late, John's meant to get on Stan's train to get to work, so now John's 20 minutes late because the train's 20 minutes late because Stan's 20 minutes late.
Chaos! You can't do it. It's just not an option. 13, 12, 16, I would love to know, do you have a job where it is not an option to run late?
Oh, we can't run late.
We can't. If we're not here at 6, just dead air for 3 hours.
Oh, yeah. Some would say that's good. joking. Hit 93.5, Hayley Steinfeld.
Smash for Cash.
$2,700 is what we are giving away. Crystal, how are you today?
Good, thanks, guys. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Crystal. Crystal, we're also asking, do you have a job that you can't be late for?
I used to. I used to be giving clients medication when I used to be an aged care nurse, so that was pretty fun.
Okay.
Oh, no. Don't want to be late to that one.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you've got some little ones running around in the background as well. If you're a mum, that's not really something that you can lob up late to in the mornings, is it?
No, definitely not, but they make sure you never sleep in.
Oh, they're the world's best alarm clock from what I hear.
Yes, that's right.
Crystal, let's hear this sound for you one more time for this morning's Smash for Cash.
Okay, have a listen here, Crystal. For $2,700, that's it there.
What do you think we've smashed with a hammer?
Is it a little, like a... I can't think of the word now.
It's okay. Describe it to us.
Yeah.
Like the thing that the candle sits in, like the glass holder.
Oh, like a tea light candle holder.
Yeah, like the candles that come in the glass jar type thing.
Oh, right. So are you thinking the little ones that you pop a little tea light candle in?
No, I'm also the ones that actually just have the candle that puts the smelly stuff through your house.
Oh, right. So you're thinking the candle that's already in the holder, it's like a wax candle, it's holding it in there.
Yeah.
Right. So you're thinking the candle's burnt down, there's no candle left and it's just the candle holder.
Yeah.
Okay.
Really? Really nice. Really specific.
Very specific. Haven't had anything like this guest before.
Crystal for $2,800.
Yeah, don't get too excited.
I'm sorry, Crystal. It's not that.
No, so sorry.
No problem.
Great guess. Love the originality and how specific you were. Very nicely done. Good news is tomorrow, $2,750. So another chance for you to guess in Smash for Cash.
Fantastic. Bye, Crystal.
She's gone.
Oh, she's gone. Oh,
I popped her on hold.
Oh, you popped Crystal on hold. Oh, you know who else we got on hold?
Who?
Sticks and Wombat from the block.
Can't wait to chat to
them. We'll talk to them right after your wake-up shake-up. Hit 93.5, it's Pippa and Jimmy. Morning, everyone, at 10 past 8. And Pippa, you've just been on the phone.
I've just been on the phone.
Sourcing a big interview for us.
I have, sourcing a big celeb.
Oh, fantastic.
Sticks
from the block.
Sticks from the block. Good morning, Sticks.
Good morning.
Is it Sticks or is it Wombat?
It's just Sticks today.
Just Sticks. Is Wombat all right?
Yeah, he's all right. He's down in Melbourne doing a couple of things, but he's great.
Oh, just being the fancy pants that he is. Oh, wait, it's fantastic.
Oh, superstar.
Hey, Sticks, how you going? Jimmy Love here. sorry, Pippa. Is Sticks and Wombat two guys?
Yes.
Jimmy
doesn't know about this because, Sticks, we've chatted to you guys before on air, but Jimmy was away on holidays in Europe, so he's not up to scratch.
Mate, it must have been tough being over in Europe.
Yeah. It was very, very difficult.
Speaking of something being tough, your guys' anything but a bedroom results last night on the show, you were judged very harshly last night. Were you emotional or shocked when the judges gave you your results?
No, I wasn't emotional at all. We take it with a grain of salt and just get on with it. We knew we were going to get criticised for being a smaller room, but we still don't regret putting in the big ensuite, that's for sure.
Because I was going to say, looking back, would you have designed it differently at all?
No. How big does an office need to be?
This is true.
It's only somewhere you've got to go and get your job done.
Can I just add in something here? I won't mention the other TV show, but they throw people on an island and they stick them there for 55 days. There was someone accused of throwing a challenge, and it was called Un-Australian. Has there been any throwing of challenges on the block?
I wouldn't think so. There was speculation of someone cheating at a challenge.
There was speculation of cheating.
There was talk, or it was seen, that one of the contestants was talking to a local ranger when we went to the maze challenge. And some of the other contestants pulled him up. And it didn't go down well, but none of that was filmed, so I'm not going to go into it.
Are you like me, Sticks? I say if you can't win on your own, like just doing it your own way, you may as well do, you know, a little bit of, you know, rolling a six by accident, you know, and win by cheating, I reckon.
Nah, that's going against everything that we believe, mate.
That's right. You are speaking to two of the most upstanding Australian citizens. Sticks, I'm amazed that we keep seeing every week there is a huge difference between craftsmanship and cushions in a room. And why is it that the cushions keep trumping the craftsmanship? What's that about?
I've got no idea. We put a lot of work into the structural of our place and then keep getting beaten by bloody fluffy cushions.
What is going on? Do you think that on selling day, do you think that buyers, the penny's going to drop and they're going to realise, or do you think that if you throw the right cushions and the right throw rug and the right couch in a room that people just don't even notice and it sells the room?
No, I'm really hoping they look at the structure and what the work that's gone into it. You can always pull out a bed and you can always change a pillow and a doona and all that sort of stuff, but you can't change the bone. So that's why we put so much effort into it, and hopefully it pays off for us in the long run.
Are you allowed to just go to IKEA and get like a pre-made kitchen and do it up with the Allen key?
What?
A pre-made IKEA Allen key kitchen. Jimmy's obviously doing things on the cheap.
No way, you can't do that. These people are buying multi-million-dollar houses. We don't get to take the money home after this, so we spent everything we could.
I'll pocket it.
Oh, my gosh, just lock it up, Jimmy. You're just out of your depth here, my friend. Sticks, I was wondering last night as well, do you guys get to see the other rooms before the room reveal every week, or is it all kind of kept under wraps until you watch it back on the telly?
Each week, most of the time I'd be in helping Clint or Josh and Elise, or, you know, you'd duck down and talk to the other couples. I never, ever saw Ronnie and George's room before reveal. They were very, very secret about keeping all their stuff under wraps. They seemed to think everyone wanted to copy their ideas, which is kind of weird. But, the other rooms, you normally go in and have a chat or go and give them a hand doing something. But, it's always interesting seeing Ronnie and George's by the end of the week.
It is. They really love to keep things under wraps. Were you happy with the results of the challenge last night, though?
With the room?
Yeah, or just with... Because who actually took out the challenge in there? Was it Jason and Sarah?
No, Josh and Elise.
Josh and Elise took it out. That's
right. Come on, Pippa.
I'm getting my couples confused. That was a really lovely thing to see, though, because really, let's be honest, nobody wanted to see Ronnie and Georgia go 3 for 3.
No way. Oh, no, last night's room reveal was Hannah and Clint.
That's right.
But the challenge at the start of the week was Josh and Elise.
That's right. There's so much going on the block. I can't keep up. But no, Hannah and Clint winning the room reveal last night. I was very happy to see that. You guys must have been stoked for them because they've had a rough trot so far.
Yeah, everyone was happy for it. Clint even done the lap of joy. It was gold, yeah. Everyone celebrated that win very much.
Oh, fantastic. Styx, we love having you come and chat to us on Hit 93.5.
Fantastic.
Jimmy's been playing catch-up this morning, but that's all right. He's been on London time, so it's all good. We are loving watching what you guys are producing on the block, and you just keep going with your craftsmanship, because I tell you what, I reckon cushions aren't going to get you through it at the end of the day.
Well, we keep going at it, so let's hope it pays off.
Fantastic. I'm crossing my fingers and toes for you, my friend.
Thanks, Styx.
All right, guys, have a good day.
You too. Bye.
It's an old school.
Macklemore Glorious on Hit 93.5. Good morning, everyone. It's Pippa and Jimmy. We do it all thanks to McDonald's. Try the new Macca's chicken tenders made for snacking, made for family. Available after 10:30 a.m. Currently 4 degrees with tops of 16 today.
You're back from your holiday.
Thanks for having me back.
2 weeks away.
Oh, it was the old thanks for the job. I've got a pre-booked holiday to go to.
I know. Rude.
I know. Left you here on your lonesome ownsome.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Can't believe you did it to me.
It was a great time.
I bet you had a great time. And we've been so busy this morning, we haven't even had a chance to catch up about your trip. Because everyone is dying to know about the adventures that you had. Because you went to, where did you go? You went to London.
Then I went to Ireland.
Then you went to Ireland.
Then I went to Spain. Then back to London.
Back to London. That's a lot of flying.
Oh, did you see my Instagram picture where I was triple parked with cocktails?
I did see that.
Oh, it was tough if I kept buying.
You're having
drinks.
A terrible time.
Oh, it's horrible.
The worst thing, I went to some glam places, which I am envious of. The thing I'm not envious of about these long haul trips is the flying.
Oh my gosh.
You were saying earlier in the show, between leaving your apartment in London and getting back into Dubbo was 48 hours of travel.
Yeah. Let me put it this way. It was actually a friend's apartment. I don't own an apartment in London as well.
Why give that away? It's so glamorous.
It was 48 hours and 24 hours of that was on a plane actually flying.
That is torture.
Big stopovers in Abu Dhabi and in Sydney as well. And one thing on the aeroplane, you know how on planes there's unisex toilets? Like every toilet is for everyone to use.
I've just worked that out.
Did you not know that?
No, I knew it. I knew it. But you know when you know something and then the penny all of a sudden drops?
Yeah.
The planes on toilets, anyone can go in.
Anyone.
A male goes in before you. Yeah. A female goes in after you. Whatever. It's unisex.
Yeah.
It's really normal. And I've never stopped to think about the fact that there's not one for guys with a little trough or anything and not one for gals.
Exactly. And often, especially after meal times, there's like a big line to get into the toilet.
Yep.
So you're standing up, everyone's stretching their legs in line, and eventually you get your chance to go in the unisex toilet.
Which is the size of a broom closet.
Oh, it's absolutely tiny. But you look down at the seat and the guy before you has done exactly what guys do and has made a complete mess of shooting for the toilet.
Is this what happened to you on the plane?
Oh, my gosh. It was wet everywhere.
It's like he's just been waving a magic wand around.
Oh, my goodness.
Trying to do a few magic tricks instead of putting it where it needs to go, which is in the toilet bowl.
Or at least, I understand, planes be a little bit of turbulence. Maybe you might miss the bowl and it might get onto the
rim of the seat.
Exactly. Get a napkin or 18 as I do. So it definitely doesn't seep through to your hand. You've got wee on your hand. and clean it up.
Yes, so that the next person doesn't come in and is looking at all of your urine.
Exactly, everywhere. You know what my major issue is, though, is I've got a lovely lady behind me. We've been waiting in line for about 10 minutes and we're having a chat. Where are you going? What are you doing? Right. Who are you seeing? It was really nice and we're getting along well. She was next in line after me and I look at this and go, no. If I do not clean this up...
She's going to think it's you. She's going to think that the guy that I've been chatting to, who's lovely in the line for 10 minutes, is actually a complete so-and-so because he doesn't have the self-respect to clean up after himself when a woman is coming into the toilet afterwards.
So I've got to make the decision.
Do you go in and sort out someone else's wee?
Everywhere. Like, everywhere.
Was it literally everywhere?
Literally everywhere.
What is this guy doing? Isn't that just the height of arrogance? If a bloke goes into a toilet and can't actually admit, I've made a bit of a mess here, I'm going to sort it out. You don't see ladies leaving their used sanitary items about the bathroom, do you? Oh, I couldn't be bothered cleaning that up. How filthy would that be? Imagine if a bloke walked in after me and left my used tampon just hanging on the side of the seat.
It would be disgusting.
Disgusting.
So I've got to make the decision. I'm going to have to clean up this guy's mess.
That's gross. What did you do?
Oh, my goodness. I got so many paper towels because I just didn't want the embarrassment of walking out and her being like...
Because it completely would negate... You guys can't be friends for the rest of the flight. You've immediately unfriended
her
because all of the groundwork that you've laid about I'm a really nice guy, I'm a respectable human being, we're chatting, it's undone because the minute she walks in and sees that mess... Gross. You're labelled a pig.
Yeah, exactly. I cleaned it up.
You're a good human, mate. You're a good human. And so she would have walked in and it would have been pristine, spotless. And you know what she would have thought?
What?
Gee, that Jimmy Love's a lovely guy.
I am, yeah.
He's got the right surname.
Yeah, problem was, I'm going to just hold my head in shame here. After all the effort I went to clean up that toilet, I realised as I walked down and she walked in, forgot to flush it. And all I hear is... Yeah.
Carrie Bickmore and hit.com.au.
8:37, happy Monday, everybody.
You will never guess what a tradie has done on a work site. I'm going to tell you about it after trending now. People, one mum in particular... blowing up Deluxe about it.
Outraged. Let's get into what's trending now. Today, the MTV VMAs, Video Music Awards, are kicking off at about 9 a.m. our time, so in around 23 minutes' time, hosted by P. Diddy, Alicia Keys, Jaden Smith, Pippa. The big award, the Video of the Year, nominations are for Kendrick Lamar Humble, Bruno Mars 24K Magic, Alicia Cara, Scars to Your Beautiful, DJ Khalid, Wild Thoughts and The Weeknd with Reminder.
Very good.
Exciting. Stay tuned to hit.com.au or on Hit 93.5. We'll have all the info and latest news from the VMAs all day long.
Does the name David Elder ring a bell to you at all?
Is he like a Game of Thrones character?
He's also an Australian champion.
Oh, I like
Australians. He's just been crowned the new world Scrabble champion.
Wow.
Thanks to his knowledge of classroom furniture. He beat his opponent, placing the word Carol's, which is a cubicle desk, which was a point score of 74 points. He's only 27, you know, originally from Melbourne. Guess where he's now living?
In Dubbo.
London.
London. Oh, London.
Your second home.
What's your favourite board game? Cluedo?
I did love Cluedo. There was another one called Last Chance.
Okay.
And that was sort of like a kind of like poker. That was really good though.
Oh, you know what I love? Stuff. Snakes and Ladders.
Snakes and Ladders, classic. That was a good one. Monopoly, I just feel like that breaks down relationships though. causes family breakdown.
I could talk for hours on relationships that are broken down because of Monopoly.
Let's do a rave on that at some point. But congratulations, David. He's been playing the board game for 14 years and he took home $11,358 in prize money. He's ranked second in the world.
Wow.
And works in real estate in London.
Congratulations, mate.
Good.
Check out
you.
More at hit.com.au. Right now, though, talking about Game of Thrones before, Ed Sheeran recently wrote a song about a town called Galway and a girl he met there. In fact, Galway is only about an hour south of a very famous scene that was filmed on Game of Thrones at a place called the Cliffs of Moher.
Was Ed Sheeran in that scene?
Not on the Game of Thrones.
Right.
No, okay. He was in some forest somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Probably
right.
In England or something.
Yeah, right.
Somewhere
nothing
boring.
Exciting. Yeah, yeah, okay, right.
Yeah, Ed Sheeran.
Season 7 finale of Game of Thrones airs today.
I know, I can't wait
just
to watch it.
Just letting you know about that. No spoilers here.
How am I going to watch it? Haven't they banned all the torrent sites?
I don't know where you get your television from.
I got Foxtel. Ed Sheeran, Galway Girl now on Hit. She played the fiddle in a... Yabba-dee-dabba-da, Ed Sheeran on Hit 93.5. Good morning, everybody. 8:42, and we do it thanks to McDonald's. Try the new Macca's chicken sides box made for easy dinners, made for family, available after 10:30 a.m. for a limited time.
I was down in Sydney on the weekend, and my parents are in the throes of renovating their house.
Yeah, okay.
Which means they've got workmen there 24/7.
Yeah.
And they're just making do with it. It's literally like the block in real life.
Yeah, the tradies are there. They're running the place in their high-visibility gear.
Exactly. And part of the day is sometimes you've got to use the bathroom.
Oh, of course.
It's just a natural part of life.
I like to use the bathroom here at work on a regular basis.
Oh, you love it. It's like the second favourite place that you are. If you're not here in the studio, you're in the bathroom.
Bathroom, yeah.
A woman has had a rant online. She's just cut sick after a workman pooed in her toilet. Some people think she's overreacting. A friend posted on Facebook the other day about a workman having pooed in her loo without asking.
Oh.
The comments were saying how rude and disgusting it was, some even saying to report him or that they should have kicked him off the work site. But I don't think it's – but I do think it's rude as well. Am I being unreasonable or is it rude not to ask?
Well, this is how I think. It depends, I reckon. If there's a portaloo out the front, I can get the portaloo there.
Oh, if you've got a portaloo there, absolutely. But if the only toilet on the premises you've provided is the one in your own house, it's a free-for-all.
Actually, I agree. If that's the only toilet you've provided on the premises, but also...
100%.
It also, in a sense, it depends what the tradie's doing. If you invite a plumber around, can you fix this leaking pipe? And the plumber's like, great, that will take me 20 minutes. I would say... No, the plumber doesn't have to have a right to do a number two in your bathroom. I think, like, if you're there for 20 minutes fixing up the pipes
with
your high-vis on, no number two. But if you're there all day, they're fixing something, I think that's okay.
Many of the comments are saying this woman's being far too precious. One of them saying, I would not have an issue with it. Where is he supposed to go? If you need to go, you need to go. What, you know... When you start getting precious about poop in your loos, it's time to give your head a wobble. That's what loos are for.
Okay, let's open up the phone lines, people. 13, 12, 16. Do you need permission to poop in someone else's toilet?
Great question.
Yeah.
13, 12, 16. Give us a call and let us know. Do you think it's free game if that's the only toilet on the premises? And it might even be if someone's at your house for dinner.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, I've got a funny story about this. Go to a song and I'll tell you afterwards.
Go to a song. We're going on an ad break now.
Oh, we go to ads and I'll tell you about this afterwards.
Okay, 13, 12, 16. Do you need permission to poo in someone else's toilet? Give us a call right now.
Hamish 5.
Good morning, everybody. We asked just before the ad break, 13, 12, 16 are on the Hit 93.5 Facebook page. Do you need permission to poop in someone's toilet? If you ask the question, can I use your toilet, should you also be prefixing it with...
Is it a number one or is it a number two?
Yeah, after a tradie has gone and done a number two in a lady's toilet, mm-hmm. and she's gone on Facebook and said, this is unacceptable, he should have asked my permission. Something strikes me here that maybe this tradie didn't clean up after himself in the toilet.
I have always been of the opinion that if you've got to go, you've got to go.
I'm the same. I can't hold a number two.
Nope. Can't hold a poop.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter if I'm in a public toilet. Doesn't matter if I'm away from home.
Doesn't matter if you're halfway between Dubbo and
Wellington. Exactly.
Yeah.
Gotta go, you gotta go.
That's why you might have seen people on the side of the road. Beep and wave next time.
I remember being at a friend's house and I'd been there for a couple of hours and needed to use their bathroom and went in and it took longer than expected. Granted, I did go in knowing I got to poop.
Yeah, okay.
Took longer than expected, and I was great friends with these people, so I knew that they wouldn't mind, they would understand.
Yep, yep.
you know, sorted myself out afterwards, went to flush, and unfortunately the ratio of toilet paper that I had used was more than usual.
Yeah.
And so you know how sometimes you flush, but then you've got to give it a second flush just to really help it get down the pipe?
Yeah, but you got to wait for the water to refill, of course.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So flushed once. They had quite an old toilet. Oh, like they were in the middle of their house renos. Anyway, flushed once, didn't happen. Flushed a second time, and I'd obviously blocked the pipes. And so on the second flush, the water started to rise.
Oh, no.
And so, but sometimes that happens, and then it rises a little bit, and then you wait, and then it kind of, you know, works its way down, and then it all just goes down in one big flush.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, this is fine. I'll just press it one more time,
and
all will be well with the world. Pressed it again. And instead of it all flushing down, it rose up and up and up. And I'm like, oh, my God, it's going to go over the edge. And it rose all the way up to the rim of the toilet bowl. And I just you just hear this, no, 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 no. And it comes up and comes over the edge of the toilet bowl, comes over the edge, splashes out over the side, and then starts a rush of water out into their hallway. In their house.
Oh, no.
Of toilet water.
And the dog's like, oh, chocolate.
Seriously. And so I'm in the bathroom going, guys, help, help, I need help. Guys, please come and help.
They run in and you're like holding a chocolate log in your hand.
No.
And you're like, oh, it's not chocolate.
Wasn't anything like that. I'd just broken their toilet from doing a poo in there.
13, 12, 16. Should Pippa have asked? Should she have declared to the host, I need to do a poo? Can I please use your toilet? What's the Hit 93.5 Facebook page saying?
Hit 93.5 Facebook page is saying, this is what loos are for. Lana's saying, sorry, Mum, I apologise. Lord knows that's nearly the main thing I always stop by your house for. And Ella's saying, that's what toilets are actually designed for. Michelle thinks it's all very ridiculous.
Does anybody say you should ask?
Nobody yet, but keep the conversation going at the Hit 93.5 Facebook page.
Oh, yeah.
Keep My friends going. Didn't have a toilet for 3 days after I used it.
They're in the bucket?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh,
yeah.
Gross. 13, 12, 16, have your say right now. DJ Snake, Let Me Love You. On Double on the Central West, number one. Morning, it's Pippa and Jimmy. I used to let me love you, let me love you. Here 93.5, DJ Snake, Let Me Love You. On Double and the Central West, number one. Pippa and Jimmy, good morning, everybody. It's 8:56, a couple of minutes from 9. If you're starting work at 9... Oh, no.
Hit 93.5 and Frontier Touring present R&B Fridays Live 2017 featuring Craig David, Neo, Sean Paul and many more. Tickets are selling fast for the second and final show Thursday 12th of October at Kudos Bank Arena. Get your tickets now from tickettech.com.au. Great to have you back, my friend.
Oh, it's really good. Now, earlier I was saying to you, how long can I go on with the jet lag? Can I use it?
I'm giving you 2 days. So you've had 1 day.
Oh, no.
You can milk it tomorrow if you want, but other than that, it's old news.
I reckon I can milk it for 2 weeks. You know, if I miss a meeting or something, milk, jet lag.
Jet lag.
If I don't want to go to a meeting, I'll pretend I've forgotten it. Jet lag.
So how long can it go on for? Two weeks?
Yeah, apparently my stepmom said to me last time I came back from Europe about four or five months ago, she said to me after 6 weeks, she said, you've got to stop using the jet lag as an excuse for why you're forgetting
to do
things.
So you've already tried this before?
Oh,
it's a tried and tested excuse.
It works really well. There is a point after about 5 weeks and 6 days where people start questioning, is he still really jet lagged?
So are you just giving me a snapshot of what I'm in for the next 5 weeks?
You're going to have to deal with it.
Great.
Oh, and you know that spaghetti bolognese you made for me?
Yeah, like the great friend that I am.
A really good friend. So good. Could you keep doing that while I'm jet lagged?
Do you know what's really exciting is that while you're away being jet lagged, I actually learned how to use the buttons on your side of the desk.
Oh.
So if you get too annoying, I'll just turn your mic off.
You can't do that.
I've got the power to do that now.
I've already been told by you that I can't just turn your mic off mid-sentence if I don't agree with what you're saying.
Sorry, what was that? I couldn't hear that. I turned you off.
Hey, earlier we had a really controversial Dubbo decide.
We did, yes.
Should there be a plebiscite question for banning the burqa?
Yes. We've had another controversial question for our phoner today. Should you ask permission before pooping in someone else's toilet?
Yeah, and of course you can continue the conversation anytime at the Hit 93.5 Facebook page.
Smash for Cash is $2,750 tomorrow morning.
Woo, can't wait. Pippa, you have a great Monday. I'll see you tomorrow morning from 6 a.m. Bye.
Bye.